Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell, broker owner of ERA Russell Realty Group. He is a 10-year licensed broker who has successfully coached and trained over 500 agents and turned his independent brokerage into a $50 million company before joining one of the top real estate franchises, ERA. Evan delivers his real-world real estate experience to you, the real estate agent. You can follow Evan.
Hey, you know, morning. Hey, we at Fox's, we had a job. We had these group job interviews, right? And anybody who came in and said things like turnt and axe and things like that, they're automatically disqualified, man.
Wow.
Every day we listen to that, I hear that turnt, you know. That's not a Boston thing, is it?
I do not think so.
You don't say turnt, do you?
No, I don't say that.
Yo, man, I turnt my dollar into $10. I don't do that. Hey, happy Easter, buddy.
Happy Easter. Happy Monday after Easter. Good day yesterday.
I'm gonna hit you right between the eyes, nice and early. You've been waiting all day for this.
Oh boy.
Riddle me this, Batman. How many pictures did you take yesterday?
Zero.
That doesn't help me.
Ha! I didn't take any.
How many pictures were you in yesterday?
Oh God, I was in probably, if I have to guess, I don't know, 150, 200.
Okay. So you had somebody take 200 pictures of yourself yesterday, right?
Somebody took approximately 200 pictures of the events of yesterday between out of the house, and that wind is really hitting you, Evan, and getting home in the evening, yep.
Okay, so here's what I'd say to you. Some of these people with these 1985 headshots, how hard is it to crop out of your beautiful smile from yesterday?
Right?
How hard is that?
Dude, it shouldn't be hard, but apparently it's difficult. But it should be very easy. And anybody on this call who has a 1985 headshot, you need some work.
Yeah. Does that make any sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. People see that. People see that. They look at that. They say, hey, that's not what you look like.
So the first thing of the five things that we should do today is take one of those really pretty headshots that you took where your hair is all nice and pretty and get yourself some free cropping software on your iPhone, or send it to your buddy Evan, and I'll do it. Get a free cropping headshot, and update your headshot. Update it everywhere you got it.
Boom.
Something fun, casual, bright, cheery. Everybody their Easter colors on. You know, everybody's happy, eating candy. Everybody's smiling. And I know you took pictures because I saw about 10,000 of them on Facebook yesterday. I mean, it was just the obligatory Easter egg thing. There's a couple of obligatory type of things, and Easter pictures of your kids is one of them. And you're in most of them. So chop your smiling face off and slap into some profile, some real estate profile stuff, so you have something that's not so old and boring.
And when you're seen, they're like, hey, that is you.
Yeah. The other thing I want you to do is then make your way over to MLS and update the picture in MLS, because some of those pictures are from literally 1985, and it's stupid. There's no reason for it other than you're just lazy. Don't be lazy today. No laziness today. Right?
It's so key.
All right, so update your profile shot. That's number one. All right, number one. Because some of you are very pretty and very handsome, and you've got some really nice pictures that you've taken over the weekend. So let's share them. Let's share them someplace other than Facebook, right?
Yeah, make yourself known. Your picture makes you known.
Maybe.
Absolutely. That's a good point.
Make it real. All right, we're going right to the bullets here today. No small talk. Number two. You ready for number two?
Go ahead. Hit me.
How many of you people wore your secret agent hat yesterday? Right? How many of you guys actually told someone yesterday you were a real estate agent? Right? I bet you don't.
During all the family parties when everybody was together and everybody is gathered, and because everybody comes together regardless of how dysfunctional our families are.
Yep.
I was with probably 25 people.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you a secret agent yesterday? Or did you put it out there? I will tell you this.
Yeah.
Of all the people I saw yesterday, including my new neighbors in my new neighborhood, every single person without fail knows exactly what I do. Every single person.
Oh, but Evan, you have a Jeep in your driveway.
Yeah, I've also got an updated Facebook shot. I've also got an updated Facebook profile. I've also got an updated LinkedIn profile. I've also got here's number three. I've also got a website on my email signature.
Wow. That's like, dude, novel. Website and your email signature, people can find you?
Yeah, but check
and you're
this
telling
out.
Them where to go?
Oh, man, yeah. And do we all have a Zap mobile platform? Of course we do. Of course we do. Right? So here's another thing. Here's part three and part 3A. You have an email signature on your laptop, and in case you didn't know this, you have an email signature on your mobile phone, and they're different. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's important to sync them.
Did you know that?
I did know that, but did you know that?
The email signature automatically comes and says, sent from my Galaxy Droid 7.5. No one cares, but they do care. Find your next home via my state-of-the-art mobile search. Right? Oh, wait. Well, I don't want to send emails out and have people know I'm an agent. What? What?
Well, you might as well just retire now.
What?
There's no such thing as a secret agent.
So let me ask you this question. Well, I don't want work to know that I'm doing real estate on the side. Why? Are you not allowed to do something different Saturdays and Sundays? Is it against the law to have two jobs? You could sell Momentum Energy. You could sell Rodent Fields Cosmetics.
That's really
whatever
funny.
They call
it. We run into that. We run into that a lot.
Work. I don't want work to know I sell real estate. Well, let me be honest with you. You're not selling real estate, so it doesn't matter.
Well, that's a shot between the eyes.
If you were selling real estate, it would be an issue. But I don't gather that we're selling. Some of us aren't selling real estate. But maybe if we change our profile picture, if we update our profiles on our digital footprint, if we get a nice, you know, headshot, if we make our website work.
And known.
And known, right? Right now, rattle off. What's the name of URL? Boom, do you know?
What's the name of a URL?
Yours. Ask yourself.
KeithCarafolo.com.
Okay.
Work with KeithKey.com.
Okay.
Search on my phone.com.
Okay, well, I bet you if you ask a bunch of people, they don't know. Well, I don't know. Evan set up for me. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
right?
How do you send somebody to a site then? That's the question. If somebody asks you where they can go search for homes, do you tell them you can then go to your – I love telling people, oh, go to searchonmyphone.com. Happened to me in the gym four times on Friday.
Check this out. I was at a seminar with Scott Murph on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they brought up a very interesting point. And I wrote it down to share on this particular call, this particular now. If you don't know, I want you to Google this because you're not going to believe me when I tell you. Do you know what you have to do to become a licensed barber? A licensed barber or beautician. Do you know what you have to do?
No. Tell me.
Okay. Sure. Well, outside of the class and the book, you have to cut hair for 1,000 hours.
1,000 hours.
Of documented hair cutting to become a licensed beautician, barber, whatever.
Wow.
1,000 hours. Do you know what you have to do to be in real estate? You only have to take 40 hours. Now, tell me that's not messed up. Tell me that's not messed up. So the problem is, you know, people are spending all this time, you know, getting trained and this, that, and the other, but they get in real estate and they're just, hey, I'm going to try the real estate thing, but they don't even take a minute to put a headshot to get the URL squared away. It doesn't make any sense to me. You know, I was looking at somebody, I was doing some MLS stalking and I saw somebody local here and they've got, you know, first, last name as a URL. You click on it, it goes nowhere. I mean, how do you not take 5 seconds of your time to make sure the URL goes to some website? I mean, there are so many even free websites out there. I mean, the MLS gives you one, if nothing else. How do you not? How can you expect to go to somebody's house, Keith, and tell them that you can do the best job for them when you're, hypothetically, as an example, a.k.a. EvanRussell.com doesn't work? How is that even possible?
No, you know what? Do you know what the real answer is? Two. One is the agent, first of all, doesn't know, and we already talked about that. If you don't know where your website goes, you're in trouble. You're in trouble, all right? And two, what happens right away is people are going to look you up. Right away, you leave their house, I'm looking you up. I might look you up while you're sitting in front of me.
Yeah, they look you up before you come.
Exactly.
Just like we look up before we call.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to check you out, and if I don't like what I see, I might cancel your appointment or not let you in the door.
Yeah, or have a tainted view on it. I mean,
absolutely.
Let's be true. But not only that, not only do you not know where it goes, you don't know what your website is. So we're talking about basics here. We're talking about taking a beautiful Easter shot that everybody took yesterday, and cutting your face out and making a headshot out of it, number one, for those of you who don't have one. Number two, we're talking about updating your email signature. Well, I don't want people on my Gmail to know that I'm a licensed agent. Then you know what? Newsflash, get a different Gmail, right? How many Gmails do you have?
You
I
know
have
they're free. They're free. I mean, I have
free.
Four or five that I use all the time. I got my personal, one with my wife. I got one for work.
Yeah.
I got one. You got them all.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the third thing is, right, we're doing fate. We're doing headshots. We're doing email signatures. The third one is you got to update your phone email signature because they're different. They're different. And if you don't know how to do that, just Google update iPhone email signature. There's a YouTube video right there. You don't need to set an appointment with Evan. Just go to YouTube. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's vital. It's a vital thing. I think that people miss a lot.
Totally. Totally. They totally miss a lot. And it's so simple, yet we seem to be missing it. You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. All right? The fourth thing I want you to do is I want you to figure out what your team ERA password is so you can put one person into Zap today. You must have seen somebody yesterday, met somebody, or reconnect with somebody that might, you know, you might want to keep touch with. Just put them in your database. Your database being Zap. You're not going to pay the $50 for the other CRM. So use Zap, right? We're paying for it. You're paying for it. Use it. Put it in
Makes
there
sense.
and keep track of somebody, right? And then part B would be send them a nice note on an ERA letterhead. Says, hey, man, nice seeing you this week. If I can ever do anything for you, let me know. Here's a phrase I want you to remember, and I've been rehearsing this phrase in my brain for the last couple weeks because I don't know how to put it out correctly. This is the summons of the phrase. I don't want your business. I want your friend's business. I'm in this Chestnut Grove community here. Those people aren't moving, right? Marketing those people is probably not going to get me anywhere. But they're gonna have friends that they may know that are moving, and I want their business. I want my guy across the street, my friend Marty, who I just met. I don't want him to sell. He works at Logan. I want him to say somebody, Logan, hey, my neighbor's an agent. He can help you. That's what we want to do. So you say, well, I'm not mailing stuff to Bob. He just bought a house. But we want Bob to refer us, right?
And here's the key. You got to keep top of mind. You want to be first of mind. That's why when somebody thinks real estate, do they think you?
Do they think you? And I can tell you the answer is probably not.
Well, should they think you? Let's go to that question. Should they think you if they think real estate? All right. If you're not doing these basics that Evan has just mentioned, we're only in number four. If you don't do these basics, why should they thank you?
Or what would remind them to? Right. If you have a URL that goes to some donkey website because you haven't taken time to remember which ones are which, because Evan's too technical, then we got to do something different about that. We got to figure it out somehow, right?
Absolutely. It's actually not hard. These are basics. These are basics.
Email signature is key. Your headshots are key. Your websites are key. Those are the three most important things, right? When you come into the office and you set up, those are the most important things. Evan, I want my business cards. Well, what do you want your business cards for if you don't even know what the URL address is, right? How many business cards did you actually give out? I've had people nag me for business cards. They're still sitting on a desk in here. 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
More than that,
from people who live less than 2 or 3 miles away. Can't find 7 minutes in their day to come pick up their business cards.
Yeah.
Right? It's not one. I'm not picking on anybody in particular. We got a couple sets on our desk, but how is that going to get us the $9,000 that we expect to make in real estate? Right. Explain to me how that's going to work.
No, it's not. It's not. That's the key. It's not going to work. You're not going to make a dime in real estate without having the basics down.
All right. Here's number five. What time? I know we got to cut. We got to cut absolutely on time today. So here's number five. All right, try.
Hit it.
Try. What are you doing today? Try to do something. Right, sitting around saying you're a real estate agent, watching the Red Sox at 11 is not going to get you real estate business. So try. Try to do something. Put an ad out. Put your website on Facebook, put a free home search on Craigslist, do something free, do something that's going to shake the tree. Even if you shake one little tree of one little branch, that's better than what you did yesterday.
We have an agent in our office that just recently, like last week, you saw it on Facebook, she took a picture, mailed out a bunch of letters to a bunch of people in her community.
Yep.
A bunch of letters that said, hey, and then she put a hashtag up, where are my sellers? She like with her picture, because she knows somebody's looking to sell.
Somebody's
she just wants to be top
out.
Of mind. She wants to be top of mind. That's all. Top of mind.
Well, I think that we expect the industry expects the business to find us. And I can tell you, as I study, you know, just this North Reading neighborhood, and I said this a year, 2 years ago, and it's proving true right now. And if you don't believe me, call me, and I'll tell you, you know, off record. The agents in town that were good yesterday are not good today. It is a stone cold truth. You can look at what they did a year ago, 2 years ago, and what they've got going right now, and it's not even night and day. It's on and off. It literally is, you know, a couple versus zero, right? They are literally sitting at zero right now, right? And that is because they aren't being any kind of proactive other than resting on their laurels and saying, these folks are going to call me because they know me. And here's the problem when you start looking around the town of North Reading. There are lots of signs from lots of brokers that are not in North Reading. There are lots of signs from other spots that are making their way into town. And what's that doing? It's making the agents mad. But what are they doing about it? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. You know, they continue to put their ads in a newspaper, which we did, which we don't do. They continue to you know, market in antiquated ways. You know, they have no gumption. They have no ambition. They have no creativity.
No willingness to change.
No willingness to change. And, you know, it's not that they have the willingness. They just don't try, you know. They just don't try. And I just don't, you know, they want Evan to do it for them or the brokers. They want the agents just call them based on their laurels and they want to charge them 4 or 5% for what? A broken-ass website? I mean, there's more to it. You know, people are going to buy because of you. But if you don't have the product that they want, then they can't buy from you. You go to Best Buy because you like Best Buy. But if Best Buy doesn't have the TV you want, doesn't matter how much you like Best Buy, you're not going to buy Best Buy, right?
Imagine that.
Right. So, listen, I just think it's important for you to kind of just make sure that your email signature working. If you don't want to use the Russell Team email, that's fine. I don't care what email you use. Just be sure your email signature says something that's going to help people, right? So the final thing is I'm going to tell you, and I know we got to cut it short, is stop driving traffic to sites that aren't yours.
I got
into this debate over the weekend. Putting up an article from Realtor.com does absolutely nothing for you. Nothing. Not a fucking thing. Excuse my language. Nothing. It will do nothing for you. All it will do is send people to Realtor.com, convince them to do a search in an area that you don't pay for, and bye-bye your lead goes. It's as simple as that.
Every single time. There's no question here. Are you sure? It's 100% accurate what Evan just said.
Well, the only articles you should be sharing are off of an ERA page, your ERR page, your Placer page, or your TV and Current Matters account. That is it. Trust me when I'm telling you, these morons that put up Realtor.com and Redfin and HomeGain and all this other kind of stuff because why do you think the articles are written? Why do you think they're out there? They're out there to drive people to their site and gain a lead. And guess what you're doing? You're helping
giving them the lead.
You're giving them the lead. It makes no damn sense to me. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. Oh, but Evan, I don't know how. Well, you know, listen, we were here yesterday, we're here today, we're here tomorrow. You know, come in and learn, right? Come in and learn. I put something on the Facebook group about $19 for Keeping Current Matters. You know, I know there's 15 or 20 of you that pay $19. Two of you responded. So if you want to keep throwing $19 away, that's fine. But you got to try, guys. You got to do something.
Yeah.
You got to do something. Give away an ebook. Give away a seller guide. Give away, an infographic or something.
Do you know
something.
Get those on KCM, Keeping Current Matters? All that stuff is on KCM, all Keeping Current Matters. For you,
KCM.
Available to you, they're packaged. All you have to do is put your name on it.
KCM should be a requirement. It should be an absolute requirement, right? And the fact I believe in it so much, I haven't paid for KCM in probably 4 years, and I've still got a $400 credit, right? That's how much I believe and how much I've referred out KCM to everybody that I know. It's the most important thing out there because it's the only way for you to share material and drive people back to your site.
And you don't have to create the material. It's done for you.
No. All you do is point and click.
Bucks.
Yeah. All you do is point and click. All you do is point and click. You know, all these other things. You know, all these other things cost a bunch of money. $100 here, $100 there. It's $19. Right? So, listen, we really got to utilize that tool better. You really have to straighten up your email address. Please do me a favor. Pick one of your favorite pictures over the weekend. Send it to me or crop it out on your iPhone. Put it up as your Facebook. Even if you just change it your Facebook profile, you'll be amazed how many people will reach out and say, oh, he looks so pretty, oh, great headshot, oh, great, cool, great that. And then they'll see your profile, and if your profile doesn't update where you are, you're sunk. There's a guy who left our office last week that still says he's with our office. and he's straight up with another office now, right? I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But here's the problem. Not only does he not know, but his other office doesn't know. So that shows you how dialed in his other office is.
Yeah, that's really
right?
good. Okay.
Right? Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Crazy, huh? All right, guys, remember, always positive, never negative. Nothing wrong with a little kick in the pants. Now, this is really simple stuff. Take you 4 minutes of your day. You know, do something unique today. Shake the trees a little bit. The buyers are out there. The sellers are a little harder to find, but there is business to be had. So let's have it, guys.
Thank you for listening to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell. To listen to a previous episode of our HTC podcast, you can visit evanlive.com or find him in the iTunes Music Store.